Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We always put a high priority on our crop land, corn, beans, wheat, vegetables. Well, let's spend some time focusing on our forest land today. We all know that we need lumber from our forest to build our houses, and with the extreme heat, wildfires are burning down our forest. Ag Secretary Vilsack tells us that the Forest Service has invested $100 million this year in reforestation. That is more than three times the investment last year. Remember, the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was passed at the beginning of the Biden administration, well, this project led by USDA's Forest Service comes under that act. We are now positioned to rebuild after the deforestation wildfires. Secretary Vilsack emphasizes, and I quote, "Forests are a powerful tool in the fight against climate change. Nurturing their natural regeneration and planting in areas with the most need is critical to mitigating the worst effects of climate change while also making those forests more resilient to wildfires and drought and disease and pest infestation." End of quote. The Replant Act directs the Forest Service to plant more than 1 billion trees over the next decade. 1 billion trees, this is no small project. Let's hope we can get it done. Another subject, we have talked about all the crops farmers grow. Well, maybe we are going to have a new and different crop to plant. It is a weed called pennycress. Scientists at Illinois State University and other universities genetically engineered the pennycress genes, and now we have a plant called covercress. It cost $10 million in 7 years for the Department of Agriculture to develop this cash crop. It is planted in the fall after the soybeans are harvested. It could be our cover crop that can be harvested in very early spring before corn planting. Covercress produces seeds that can be processed into oil and meal. Commercial aviation wants to buy 3 billion gallons of alternative fuels by 2030. This new source of fuel could help satisfy their demand. Of course, the meal would be animal feed. We don't know where this is going to go, but the creativity and innovation is a compliment to the ag industry and our scientists. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.